Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
The CFP is having plenty of off-the-field combat. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The 12-team college football playoff has to absorb some bad feelings before the tournament kicks off Friday night, with 8th-seeded Oklahoma playing number 9 Alabama. That first-round matchup is curious in itself because those teams met during the regular season on November 15 in Tuscaloosa, where the Sooners edged the 4th-ranked Crimson Tide. Seriously, is the seeding so complicated that it could not avoid an SEC rematch, and the third time in the last 13 months they have played, both games won by Oklahoma? Should the Tide lose again Friday night at 8 p.m., there will be yet another controversy over whether Alabama belongs in the field anyway, with 3 losses going in. That speaks more to the political power of the SEC. Another oddity is the actual Rose Bowl game will still be in Pasadena on January 1st, when there is no longer the Big Ten champion versus the old Pac-10, Pac-12 champ. In joining the CFP, the Rose Bowl was guaranteed the half-century tradition to be played on New Year's Day. This season, it is a quarterfinal site and gets the Alabama-Oklahoma winner against the Big Ten champion and top-seeded Indiana, which has a first-round bye. Confusing, for sure. Right now, the biggest controversy still simmers over the second first-round game on Saturday at noon when the 10th-seeded Miami Hurricanes of the ACC played number 7 Texas A&M, which was undefeated until losing its regular season finale at Texas, which did not make the CFP. Ever since the field was announced, a not-so-friendly fire broke out between snub Notre Dame and the ACC, where the Irish is a member in all sports except football. South Bend Athletic Director Pete Bavacqua took issue with not being equally promoted for a CFP berth as the Hurricanes, who were left out last season. Notre Dame does not compete for the ACC football championship, although it did in 2020 during COVID, when all the schedules were reworked and the Irish played their entire regular season against ACC teams and lost a championship game to Clemson. Notre Dame thinks the ACC should have given them promotional equality because one of the concessions in the 2014 semi-merger was that the Irish would play at least 5 ACC football teams every season, home or away, which enhances TV ratings and ticket sales for the hosting ACC schools. Bavacqua made that point to ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips, who was AD at Northwestern back then, and went all in to promote our 17 football schools in light of what happened last year to Miami. If favored A&M, which is ranked 3rd going into the game at Texas, beats the Canes, Phillip and his league will have a lot of egg on its collective face to eat. This is our Chansky. See ya.